President Bush says his trip to Africa was the most exhilarating of his presidency because America is helping a new generation of African leaders change the continent.
They're reformers who are determined to steer their nations toward freedom and justice, prosperity and peace.
Mr. Bush reviewed the highlights of his trip with a slideshow at an African American foundation committed to self-help, social responsibility, economic empowerment, and human rights on the continent. The president told the Leon Sullivan Foundation that Americans should feel proud of the work they're doing to encourage what he says is a new spirit of African confidence, determination, and strength.
This is a spirit worthy of America's support. It is more powerful than any partisan quarrels in our nation's capital, and having given our word, we must not turn back now. Congress needs to make America's commitment clear by fully and promptly funding our development programs. And presidential candidates of both parties should make clear that engagement with Africa will be an enduring priority of the United States.
The president called for Congress to double U.S. funds to fight HIV/AIDS in Africa to $30 billion during the next 5 years. He also wants full funding for performance-based development grants.
America is on a mission of mercy. We're treating African leaders as equal partners. We expect them to produce measurable results. We expect them to fight corruption and invest in the health and education of their people. Pursue market-based economic policies.
Mr. Bush said that mission serves America's security interests because people who live in chaos and despair are more likely to fall under the sway of violent ideologies. He says it also serves America's moral interests because the power to save lives comes with the obligation to use it. While U.S. programs in Africa rarely make the news at home, the president stressed going to Africa and seeing the results left no doubt in his mind that the mission is succeeding.
You see it when you hold a baby that would have died of malaria without America's support. You see it when you hold a baby that would have died of malaria without America's support. You see it when you look into the eyes of an AIDS patient who has been brought back to life. You see it in the quiet pride of a child going to school for the first time, and you see that turning away from this life-changing work would be a cause for shame.
The President and Mrs. Bush visited Benin, Tanzania, Rwanda, Ghana, and Liberia last week. Scott Stearns, VOA News, at the White House.